Today, presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders just wrapped up a big speech at Georgetown University about what it means that he is a democratic socialist. This is being trumpeted as his big moment, like Obama's speech on race or Kennedy's speech on Catholicism. Socialism is what defines Sanders. It separates him from establishment liberals. But a big question in this campaign has been, how does Bernie Sanders define democratic socialism?
Democratic socialism means that we must reform a political system which is corrupt, that we must create an economy that works for all, not just the very wealthy.
But for Sanders, socialism is a very American idea.
It means building on what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said when he fought for guaranteed economic rights for all Americans. And it builds on what Martin Luther King Jr. said in 1968 when he stated, and I quote, "This country has socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the poor," end of quote.
Vermont Senator, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders talking about being a democratic socialist today. If Bernie Sanders is America's best-known socialist, then we have America's second best-known socialist right here, Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant. What did she think of Bernie Sanders' speech?
It's really incredible for an open socialist to not only be running for president, but gaining so much echo from millions of people. You know, while political pundits were saying that I shouldn't run as an open socialist because of the dreaded S word, what they were missing entirely was the fact that younger people are looking around themselves and they're seeing the deep problems of capitalism, and they're asking themselves, why can't we have a better world?
Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant of the Alternative Socialist Party reacting to the speech from Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders. For some perspective on all this, we're joined by political reporter John Nichols from The Nation. Hi, John.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be with you.
And with you. You went to Georgetown. You're there now. You went there for Sanders' speech.
Sanders gave a long speech, and then he answered questions for a very long time, and it literally finished just minutes ago. I'm in the hallway right outside.
What did he say about democratic socialism that stood out for you?
Well, of course, you've actually played the critical clip there. He took an ideology that many people try to portray as foreign and linked it to the American experience. In the Q&A afterwards, he specifically said that. He said, you know, one of the things that's important is to kind of break through a lot of the stereotypes, a lot of the cliches, and remind people that the democratic socialist tradition is not something that was imported. It actually has deep, deep roots in the United States. That Franklin Roosevelt was often accused of being a socialist when he did what today we think of as essentially liberal initiatives. He also, I think, you know, reminded us, although he didn't go into great detail on it, that, you know, Roosevelt existed in a time when democratic socialists were very politically viable and politically active. You know, one thing you just quoted, Shama Sawant, Shama's not the first democratic socialist to get elected to a city council seat in America. Thousands of socialists over the last century and a half have been elected to city council seats and school board seats and mayoralties.
But, John, in the Cold War, you call yourself a socialist at the national level. That's political death. Why is socialism today no longer a dirty word in American politics?
Well, it may still be a dirty word. We're learning. We're kind of figuring out where people land on it and what people think about it. But what's significant is that I think that notion of democratic socialism, of socialism as a dirty word or as a guarantee of marginalization politically, that's changing. That's being altered. And why is it being altered? Well, two things, I think. Number one, we're a long, long way from the Cold War. And so we're able as a country to reconnect with, you know, again, democratic socialist traditions that are quite rich and quite deep in this country, going back to Eugene Victor Debs and Norman Thomas and others. But the second thing, and I think it's equally important, perhaps more important, is that, especially for a lot of young people, they've had a pretty rough experience of capitalism as it works in America. And in his speech today, Sanders was very careful to embrace entrepreneurism, to say that he doesn't want to shut down a neighborhood store or anything like that, but that there are circumstances where crony capitalism or, you know, just outright greed can be very, very destructive. And I think a lot of Americans after the economic meltdown of 2008 really had a sense of that. And so I do think that the combination of the distance from the Cold War and also the recognition that the way that we've practiced what's called crony capitalism in America hasn't worked very well has created an opening.
John, in just the minute or two we have left here, what is the difference between Sawant and Sanders?
Well, there are differences, and I've interviewed both of them. And I think that Shama Sawant is someone who really does, and I won't speak for her, I won't try to put words into her mouth, but I think she advocates for a higher level of public ownership, perhaps than Sanders would, and that I think there are also some other gradations of difference. But the interesting thing about the two of them is that they both recognize that this word socialism, this idea of people coming together to achieve things that they might not be able to achieve on their own, and socialism as an alternative to a very greedy and a very destructive capitalism, has appeal, that it is an attractive notion. And that, and what they have in common is that they both, you know, I think rather courageously stepped forward in this political moment and used the word, and interestingly enough, had some success.
Final question then, John. What is the real electability of a socialist in America right now?
Well, aren't we finding that out? You know, that's the moment. What we know is that in a Seattle City Council race, a socialist can get elected. We also know that historically, socialists have been elected to many offices in America. We know that Bernie Sanders has been elected to the U.S. House, to the U.S. Senate as a socialist, and as mayor of a city. Question is, how far can you get in presidential politics? Well, Sanders is getting some pretty good poll numbers in some states. He's certainly a credible contender for the presidency, but we shall see whether you can take it that next step to what Sanders referred to in his speech today as a political revolution.
We will see. John,
to expand our ideologies.
Yes, indeed. John Nichols is there right outside, right in the hall outside this Georgetown speech by Bernie Sanders, political reporter from The Nation. John Nichols, thank you so much.
Total pleasure. Thank you.
KUOW's The Record.